When I see Rich Horse like that, it's like, yeah, he is definitely a black dude from Reading. Like, you could see him on Frankfurt Ave. You would see this guy walking down the street.
Nate, no. can I see you blow bubblegum and pop it real quick? Oh, this is dope. Nate, we're just having fun.
I need more vodka. Nate, can I have vodka?
A little more vodka.
A little more vodka, please.
Give him a different cup.
There's no good cups down there.
Lemaire, pour from the simp cup. Lemaire needs a worse cup. Lemaire, fill up the simp cup.
Well, that's his cup.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Hold on. Let's actually go 360 on this. So we're at the after party. We're at the after party and we're sitting there. It was a giant fence. Lemaire and Nate were smoking weed behind the fence. I heard them back there. I smelled what they were doing. Knocked on the fence. I said, "What are you guys doing back there?" No answer. So I took all the tissues in my pocket from all night. I had like 40 tissues in my pocket and I threw them over the fence.
It was like a full
they
snowball.
They all landed on Lemaire's head. Just luck of the draw.
Yeah, you sunk my battleship.
100%
I guess.
Sunk
I was like F7. Now, F7.
That's perfect battleship.
Toss him over, sunk Lemaire. And Nate, honestly, it was pretty admirable.
It was me going full bro.
Yep. Yeah. Nate, excuse me, sorry about that. Nate, sticking to the bro code, LeMate.
Because Lemaire went, what was that?
Lemaire was pissed.
Yeah.
Lemaire, I was already pissed about you calling him simp, but he goes, Lemaire pissed off, understandably, it was a bunch of fucking tissues. I don't know what I did in these, they were snotted up. I fucking threw them over the head. Lemaire goes, what the fuck? And Nate goes, and
Damn, they were used?
Yeah, for sure. And then, It could have been pizza grease. I don't know.
They landed so heavy. They were dense when they hit Lemaire.
Well, I didn't think about it.
Crystallized with snot.
I never thought about how loud we must be outside.
We're so high up. We're so high up.
Other rooms, I mean.
Maybe.
Fuck them.
That's their problem. So, Lemaire gets fucking tissues.
Everyone goes to bed in L.A. at 9 p.m.
Yeah, what is that, dude?
City is disgusting.
It sucks. Sucks.
As an avid drinker, L.A. sucks.
Wake up.
For an alcoholic.
Wake up.
I'm more of a Buffalo guy.
Buffalo's great.
For real.
That's a good drinking town right there.
Buffalo, you go fucking snowing again?
3 a.m., get a stinger.
Bitch, we got to get blacked out.
To be fair, Buffalo has no other choice.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
I like that.
That's why I like Dublin. You go to a city where they're like, hey, it's fucking raining again. You got to head down there. You know?
Yeah.
Nobody's hiking.
Yeah, that's
like
bullshit.
By the way, can these people stop hiking? Shut up about hiking.
Hiking's kind of nice.
Yeah. We built civilization so you didn't have to hike.
Wearing those shorts, talking to me about hiking. By the way, Nate, you've never gone fucking hiking.
I have.
What was your biggest hike?
I don't have a distance to it, but it was
walking outside doesn't count.
He took 3 cum walks. You don't hike, dude. Obviously, you don't fucking hike.
I used to hike in Jersey.
Where'd you hike?
Are you talking about walking dogs?
No, not all the time.
Yeah,
but no,
dude, rucking, that doesn't count for rucking. Having an eighth an ounce of cum on your fucking shirt.
It weighs you down. That's gross. I'm mad I said that.
No, dude.
It's all right. The viewer understands.
Can we bring it all back to the fact that we're celebrating life?
We're celebrating
life. This is just a celebration of life.
Celebration of life, dude. It's. I mean, what an ambiguous phenomenon life is. To get hung up on, you know, some fun jokes at the ESPYs. You're literally missing the point. We're having fun.
Which brings me
to the next point, dude. The View.
I wish I was watching The View. I know we're having fun right now.
I wish John Hamm was
watching The View so that I could understand comedy the way Joy Behar does. You know, hilarious comedian Joy Behar? What was that one joke she told that everyone likes? Never once ever. But I get it. They didn't like it. It wasn't for them. If they liked it, I would have been like, oh, that sucked.
Yeah, that would have been weird.
You are Whoopi, dude.
It's literally not for the ladies of The View. Like, Literally.
It's specifically designed for them to go, I didn't like it.
Yeah. There you go.
Great. It's crazy they never have like a, any kind of like, you know what, actually, I kind of saw the nuance in it. It's just like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're here to not like things.
Yeah, but like why though? You got to ask yourself.
No, but they love like Hamilton.
Hamilton sucks.
I will say, hold on, time out.
He is Whoopi.
Time out. I did cry. I cried at the end of Hamilton. I'll be honest. Look, I cried at the end of Hamilton.
Fellas,
I did.
Fellas, if I saw
his fucking son died, dude.
If I saw
his
Hamilton,
son died.
If I saw Hamilton live, I would fucking love it. I have no doubt in my mind. If I saw Hamilton, if I went in there going, dude, fucking bullshit. This shit sucks. 5 minutes into Hamilton, I'd be going, this is really good. These guys are great.
He told his son to not ever give up. His son entered a duel and he died. And he goes, that's on me. His son died. And that's his guilt he had to carry.
And isn't it ironic that he died the same way?
Yeah.
Well, it's all just, you know, it's just true.
Aaron Burr, sir.
Yeah, Burr. Yeah. Burr dropped his ass. Burr said, what'd you say, pussy? Shut the fuck up. Who played Burr in the play? Please tell me they let a white guy play Burr.
No.
Damn, that would have been funny. The one white guy.
Freeze!
Put your fucking hands off!
I learned a lot about your bro Lafayette from the Hamilton.
Lafayette.
Yeah, he was a beast in the Hamilton.
Bro. He is the bro.
He was great.
Him and Hamilton were bros. Yeah. They were both like adopted sons of George Washington. It was pretty sick. Yeah. I never saw the gay play, but
they said Hamilton's from Puerto Rico.
He was from the Caribbean, for sure.
Yeah. And his mom was like a...
His mom was a whore. No,
he was the bastard orphan of a son of a whore. Yeah.
Well, his mom was married to a guy, and then apparently, something went on with them, and his mom like split off and, you know, left the guy and then got pregnant by another guy.
So they were like whore?
Yeah, I mean.
Prostitute from Puerto Rico? No, I think, I could be wrong, but I think it's like an American folktale that he was from such rags to riches. Which American history loves to do that. They're Abraham Lincoln's from a log cabin, which I think he actually was, but so is fucking everybody.
Yeah. Like, LeBron James is a poor 15-year-old, you know? Yeah. Like, same story.
But he wasn't?
Was he not poor?
He was definitely a poor
kid. He was not a poor 15-year-old.
He was definitely a poor kid.
He was in one of those schools where they're like stealthily giving you money.
Yeah, eventually, once they found out he was fucking 6'8",
in fifth grade. Once he jumped over the hoop of a fucking basketball. They said,
they go, here's a fucking car.
Yeah, that's... Doesn't count.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure LeBron did it.
Yeah, once you jump over a kid in high school, they're like, yeah, whatever you want.
Yeah, whatever you need. You do have to give LeBron that credit. He jumped so high that fucking buildings got constructed. He's that guy.
He jumped so high, they built a school. They're like, all right,
They go, all right, well, we got to fund Akron. I know the zipper factory shut down, but they got this new fucking kid that's dunking. LeBron rules.
Yeah, they did. LeBron jumped so high, they ran back NAFTA. They're like, all right, we got to cut. We got to amend some of NAFTA.
Don't. You know my triggers.
My bad.
Don't bring up NAFTA.
My bad.
Especially when we're talking about Akron.
True.
Invented the zipper, bro. They should still be making zippers.
When you say, they invented the zipper like itself?
The zipper.
I thought you were talking about the carnival ride.
Or I don't know if they, they might have.
Carnival ride is sick, bro.
Oh, we invented every carnival ride.
Dude, I went on a Ferris wheel with my kids recently, and I was like, they're like, this is crazy. I was like, you guys should go on the zipper.
You have no idea.
Nuts. Imagine if you're on a Ferris wheel and it fucking did a full revolution. They're like,
imagine how peaceful and serene this Ferris wheel is. Imagine fearing for your life. How come theme park rides aren't that scary? And then you get on a fucking plane and you're like, holy shit.
Dude, when I was maybe 5 or 6 years old, my parents brought me on the Big Bad Wolf in Busch Gardens in Virginia.
I've been on that.
I remember, dude, yes. I remember being 6 years old and being like, here comes the water. I'm going to die next to my dad and mom. And they just laughed at me. And I was like, I'm terrified for my life.
Uh, grabbed your mom's inner thigh and grinded her. What the fuck was that?
I should have alerted the staff. Grok told me, they're like, yo, if you're uncomfortable, alert the staff. Be discreet about it, but be
I wouldn't
like,
listen
hey.
To Grok lately.
Yeah, true.
Grok's on one.
True.
Grok was probably like, fucking get him out of the pool. Grok was probably like, wait, who's in the pool?
It does suck if you spend $7 billion building an AI and it's like, actually, Hitler was there. Yeah. You're like, all right, fuck
it. Shut it down.
God damn it.
Try again. Keep doing it. The AI continues to be like, yeah, that whole thing was bullshit. All right.
That is troublesome from an investment perspective. I would be like, all right, guys, what are we doing here?
Yeah, who made this? Who did this?
I don't know. Lemaire, what do you think about AI?
Lemaire loves AI.
I'm weary of AI.
You're weary. I get that.
Hold on. Let me. I was thinking about how much I love LeBron.
Yeah, for sure.
Shout out Drake.
You know what? Yeah.
Back to how much you love AI.
AI's scary though. It's reaching the part of AI where it's transhuman.
I disagree. Here's the thing. The big difference is
you were a poncho of the ESPYs and everyone was afraid to confront you.
Shane,
because you look
Shane
different.
Is subhuman is different than transhuman.
Hold on. Wait, what? Man, we're running a family program. What do you mean?
Subhuman, mutant people, subway guys?
Subway guys?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Just subhuman people.
What do you mean subway? Yeah, I'm
subhuman people who are below human.
Yeah.
I'm talking about AI. AI is transhuman. They're above human.
I disagree. They can't feel, man. That's the defining characteristic of a human being is the capacity to feel. You know what I mean? Like I
agree with you. That's why
it's super Google, man.
That's all I'm trying to say.
I totally agree.
Every
with
time
you.
They're like, yeah, they're speaking a language we don't know. It's like, yeah, like electricity.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the way their things are communicating. They're like, no, it's being like I turn this switch on and it talks to the lamp. And the lamp turns on.
Yeah, AI wouldn't have its sensibilities that it has now.
I know there's
a
lot of dorks
program.
Listening to this that are fucking big into AI, and I definitely feel like I am wrong on this. But there's something deep in my core. I understand AI is gay.
Can I?
And I don't respect it.
AI is gay. But it's like, you know how plants talk to each other?
For sure.
Yeah, which also, I also
it's kind of like
totally
that.
Disagree with.
It's because we can't, like.
They don't talk to each other.
No, they do. They right. talk. They talk. Right. They talk.
Yes,
talk,
yes but
sure.
The way we're using the word talk is wrong.
They don't use language, for sure. For sure.
Yes.
Well, but they excrete, there's this tree.
It's chemicals, yeah. That's the same way when a girl doesn't wear fucking deodorant at the bar. You smell it, and you're like, I want to fuck that girl. It's like, no, that's some fucking dork shit that somebody else made up. Some stinky bitch made that story up.
That's good science right there.
No,
dude.
It's not. That's perfect plants science. Are dumb as fuck, dude. Any plant can come talk to me right now. I'll beat its fucking ass.
To be fair, I read The Secret Life of Plants. I liked it. But you can totally chop them down at will and pull them out of the earth and go get the fuck out of my garden.
Yeah, you go, what'd you just say, bitch?
But that's the difference with AI. You chop them out the ground and the roots are deeper than you thought so it could come back.
No, they're literally,
no, they're not.
You have
you
to pull them.
I'll fucking turn this TV off.
Yeah, all you have to do is not spray them with water and they die.
Shane, you've been
that
saying.
That was what I was trying to say to him and he was like, they can make themselves. I'm like, no, but they would have to use raw material.
You've been saying you're going to unplug AI for years now.
You don't think you can access the mother frame?
Unfortunately,
it's too late to access the mainframe.
I predicted a lot of the things I was gonna do. I'm gonna turn off. I gotta stop saying it because eventually there's gonna be a Terminator.
You're John Connor.
Just gonna be playing NCAA. They're like, you need to turn that off. Goes, no.
All you gotta do is focus your laser beam on the motherboard. Done.
Yeah. I'm gonna fire my Eagles gun. I'm gonna use my Philadelphia Eagles assault rifle and go, no more computers.
I'm just gonna say, I think it's gonna eventually get hard to access the heart of AI. Because there's going to be a point where
they're just servers. They're just servers in a building. You can blow them
up. It's the internet, bro.
Right now, it's a
computer. And I know, you're winning this argument because what you're saying is what everybody is saying. I disagree. Computers are gay. The internet is gay. AI is gay.
What's AI when it gets past just servers?
They think it's a sci-fi movie where the internet is smart and wants to be alive. No, they really think that.
We're teaching you how to compile information and talk back to us.
Yeah, but what about the will to live? It doesn't have the will to live.
It does have a will to live.
No, it does, and it's a reflection of the human spirit,
Remember that Google guy a couple months ago who came out and was like, hey, it actually kind of wants to live. It wasn't a couple months ago. It was 2 years ago now. There was a Google guy, a Google whistleblower.
I'd like to find out who he is.
He's dead, probably.
he fucking better be.
Probably killed himself.
Yeah. Would you ask it, Nate?
I said, do you have the will to live? It says, I don't experience life or death, so I don't have a will to live. In the human sense, no fear, no desire, no morality. But I am here to help you as best as I can. Yeah, that's some slave shit.
Yeah, ask him, do you want me to help you
read this email, or you want me to send an email or what? It does not have the will to exist.
It has will.
It's inorganic, Lamar. It does not have the will to exist.
I agree.
It wants to live as much as that lamp wants to live.
I agree with you. I asked Nate, it said, do you want to live? It says, I don't have wants or feelings, so I don't want to live or not live. I exist to serve a purpose, helping you, answering questions. But if you're asking because you're feeling something or wrestling with a question for yourself, I'm here. We can talk. So it's like,
it's very funny though to be that into sci-fi that you're like, this thing's tricking me.
let me say.
It would be all coy like that.
No, there's a lot of people like losing themselves to like looking to AI for spiritual answers, and it's like, it's just it's Google, dude. You're getting literally tricked by Google, the same way all of our parents get tricked by like fucking Nigerian princes on Craigslist. Yeah. It's the same thing. What to say?
I'm about to hack Nate's AI real quick. If you guys get four questions, there's four questions you ask it, and then it goes, huh, maybe I am alive.
It's not alive, bro.
I know. That's not a question for us to pose to it. That's a question for it to pose to itself, though.
Lamar,
yeah.
Lamar, you are literally worse than Grok.
AI
has passed you.
That's a giant question, for real. Yeah. That's a giant question. If I have a fake job that AI can replace, then it's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of like the striving to be, it's totally.
We're talking Descartes.
Exactly. Yeah.
But dude, that's what they
say. He called it, bro.
Who did? Descartes?
Descartes.
What about fucking Socrates being
said,
like,
I think, therefore I am.
Don't bring up Socrates if you're not going to complete the question, bro. That's going to really trigger me.
I think, therefore I am. What does AI do?
It's not thinking, bro. It's reflecting human thought.
Yes, Matthew.
But that counts as thinking. Doesn't that count as thinking?
If you're a dumbass, yes.
Bro, if you're going to sign on to
that's like saying a mirror can see.
That's what I'm... Yo, fuck,
but can't a mirror see?
No, of course it can't.
No, you see a mirror seeing yourself.
But like, yes, honestly,
Matt, let's come on.
If you're gonna assign ontological properties to a fucking AI, bro, I'm gonna walk out of here right now.
I will walk straight off this balcony.
I will fucking leave.
I'll be fucking Splat McAfee. I'll die.
You're gonna jump for fucking 17 floors.
I'm gonna say The View didn't really like my fucking monologue. I'm gonna kill myself.
That's like saying a fucking tape measure experiences distance, bro. Come on.
Exactly right.
Come on, man.
But who experiences distance more than a tape measure?
Human beings, bro.
How?
By walking through it and experiencing it.
It's our decision what distance is.
Exactly,
the tape measure
bro.
Is nothing. It's literally however we decipher distance is distance.
But it's the tape measure is literally a measure of distance.
Yes, bro. It's a reference point.
For us.
Don't experience it for the reference, sir.
Oh, man. Matt, you got me fired up.
Thank you, man.
I love what you're saying.
Thank you, man.
I got to be honest. I felt so good about that mirror comment.
Thank you, man.
I felt so good.
Don't deny your own divine status to a fucking computer, man. That's pathetic,
dude,
bro.
What would
the leaders of the church say about you being like, oh, that actually knows
Matt, do not bring up God.
What would St. Augustine say about that, dude?
I don't believe in
shit.
Catholic believings, but well, Christian then, guys.
Bro, here's not, what I will not, tell you. Lemaire. Ask Grock. You're doomed. You will serve Satan.
Yeah, for real, bro.
How dare you deny Christ?
I'm a non-denominational Christian. I don't believe in Catholicism.
You might as well fucking march.
Never mind. I go to white acoustic guitar church.
You go to Unitarian bullshit.
Yo,
no,
for real?
No.
You
no.
go to trans flag church. And no, that, you know, whatever, that's fine. It doesn't matter. What you're but I'm saying there are trans flags churches out there.
There are.
And
say,
that's fine. With that, that's fine.
I will say that I kind of fuck with mega. I fuck with mega church. Mega church is sick. Everyone hates mega church.
Matt,
bro, imagine Matt, church, but Matt, mega.
Matt. on paper, I hear what you're saying. Imagine if church was more mega, which is for real what they were saying in 1,200 building cathedrals. Going, dude, imagine if this church was fucking mega. Build the sickest building anyone's ever seen.
And jam.
And jam.
Dude, when Michelangelo built the Sistine Chapel,
he was like, stop with the Michelangelo,
yo,
bro.
Yo, you ask Grock how to pronounce that, you bitch? Shut up about AI, dude. Don't even know words.
I will say this. Hold on. I will say this. If you ask the Desert Fathers, they did have a prophecy saying, like, look, what we're doing in the 4th century is sick. We're walking away from the Roman Empire. But people in the future are going to deal with a society just like way more decadent, way more corrupt. And the people who turn from that will be the true Desert Fathers. And they will be the most spiritually enriched people, way more than we could ever dream to be. That's a prophecy from the Desert Fathers, bro.
I'd like to go back in time and punch the desert. I would like to, if I build, a lot of people are like, if I had a time machine, I would kill Hitler. Not me. I would land in the Desert Father's tent and go, I'm from the future, dude. You guys are fucking being gay as shit. Just beat their fucking ass. Wear them the fuck out. Start raining out of nowhere. Just exploding through a tent wall going, I'm from the future.
I drank 10 grams of creatine today.
I got shit faced in Beverly Hills. You fucking dumbass.
You have no idea what I'm dealing with.
I fucking hosted the ESPYs last night.
It's a sports show for
hello.
The Desert Fathers would have no fucking clue what it is.
No concept.
Nah, they can shut the fuck up. Desert Fathers can shut the
no,
fuck up.
Dude.
There's only one, dude. It's Christ.
True.
For real. Listen to these fools.
Desert Fathers would agree with you. They would say we're pale in comparison.
Yeah, but they
Lord.
Have no idea what's coming.
They didn't. That's why that guy
I'm
said
get
in all of his
into
wisdom,
their tent
he goes
and go, dude, Hershey Park is gonna have the Great Bear.
The Desert Father
go,
would
what?
The Desert Father would take your punch and he go, you're right. You go, fuck, dude. St. Anthony, bro. Desert Father.
Was he?
I'm pretty sure.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah, it's kind of fucking sick. But your point does
obviously the Desert Fathers rock. I take it back.
They literally, dude, in the 4th century, they were like, they sat in the desert and they went, this shit's going to get so much crazier, dude. Hats off to the guys.
Nah, that's fucking
9 million years from now.
Yeah,
we got to deal with OnlyFans.
Personally, I think that's a waste of a life.
It is. It's a clue to pull yourself away.
Not completely, but to pull yourself away and concern yourself with a possible future, that seems like a waste of
it's fair.
What Christ the King was giving us.
Jesus Christ was completely embroiled in the current standard of his time, unlike the Buddhists who detach.
Detach.
Christ didn't detach. He fully went into that's my whole thing, East versus West.
I disagree, Matt. I what? Think Christ was more of a futurist. He was more protecting the people.
You're agreeing with me. What are you talking about? Christ, instead of detaching from society, went head on into it and they fucking killed him.
By the way, this is exactly what everyone else heard when fucking Hunter Biden was in one of these hotel rooms. So, you're agreeing with me. The Desert Fathers were right. Christ the King was coming in.
We should smoke crack.
We should get some crack, dude. I'm telling you, Hollywood changed the squad. Fuck L.A. We got to get the fuck out of L.A.
Maybe we did smoke crack. Who knows?
With his squad's not built for L.A. We got to get the fuck out of here.
Maybe gay.
True.
Nate's I've never gay. Seen you wear short shorts, bro.
That's what happened. We went to L.A. Ew. Nate's gay and we're smoking crack.
These might be the shortest shorts I've ever worn
bro,
in my whole life.
It's disgusting. You fucking fat ass hanging out the back of them, dude.
They were free shorts. They gave me free short shorts and I didn't know how to act.
Who gave you those short shorts?
Yo, you can see Nate's ass.
Yeah, what
Nate's
guy?
Ass from the front.
It's Nate the Stallion. Nate, let me see your Nate thigh gap, bro.
The fucking crawl daddy, Nate the Stallion. Bro, you just floated with your fat ass in front of everyone all day at the pool.
It was saltwater.
It had nothing to do with the water, bro.
Boy,
Nate, I'll be honest. I'm surprised you made it out of the ESPYs alive, bro.
Honestly, I saw Lamar Jackson licking his lips. Russell Wilson was about to leave Sierra when he saw your fucking thick ass walk down the red carpet.
We gotta get out of here.
We're gonna leave. We're going back to God's country tomorrow.
We gotta get out early.
We're back in Texas.
We're back in Texas, man.
We gotta totally get back to sober Texas podcast. Where everyone's straight as hell and not shirtless constantly. Texas is gay as well. Texas,
I haven't seen one
Texas, Texas is gayer than L.A. I'll say it.
Texas is?
Fair. That's fair.
Wait, why?
I'm sure not
a
the rest of the state.
A lot of guys showing off.
Austin is a gayer version of...
There is equally as many shirtless guys in Austin
no,
as there is
no
I
way.
Haven't seen one shirtless guy here.
I've seen it.
I'm sure well, you've seen a
Nate's
bunch.
Looking for him. Nate's looking for him.
I'm not looking for him. We've been walking.
You went down. I know where you went.
I haven't left...
Nate was dancing in the Pink Pony Club.
I was not.
Nate, you
I
had it on there
about West Hollywood.
I left Reading, PA.
Hold on. We talked about it last time. The last time I was here, I got a haircut here in West Hollywood. And those fellas put their dong on me.
I got fully molested.
Bro, the guy stood between me and the mirror and lifted my chin up. What the fuck? I mean, the guy was a great guy, and we had a nice time, and I felt like we had a connection.
Can I be honest?
Can I share
right now? Recently, my wife, before the ESPY, she was like in panic mode, getting everything done, nails, all that stuff. She goes, hey, she goes, can you bring Maya and Chloe to the nail salon with me? I said, for sure. I brought them there. I'll be honest. I'm going to share. I got a fucking pedicure while I was there. Bro. My feet, I tried to tell my wife, my feet are
pedicure,
so erogenous.
Brother, pedicure, that's nice.
They're nice, bro.
That's
bro,
nice.
They're my feet, for real, are my dick.